a lot of interesting discussions in regards to Avelus is found on New Testament Bays, and how the famous principle of Mikzas Hayom Kekulo applies to something such as Avelus. So we're going to try to do a few tosos on this Amud. So first, we'll look at Tosos de Ramaskal Asya Para Para Minazir. So the Gemara wants to know, Shloshim Yom Minalan. Where do we know of a source that there's this concept of Shloshim when it comes to Avelus? So the Gemara tells us that it's a Gzeir Shava from the episode of Aaron, Hakohen, and his sons, and the Nazir where we see that the bare minimum and the standard amount of time for Nazir is 30 days. So Tosos says as follows. Yesh she'omrim she'asr la'avel liyo sorek rosho la'achar shiva yishum damrina nazir chofev mefasfes avel lo sorek v'anan yafinan minazir. So Tosa says you might learn a halacha from here, a different halacha from here, not just of shloshim, but that an avel cannot brush his hair after the shiva, meaning even during the shloshim he can't do this, because we learn from the Gemara Nazir that Nazir can wash his hair and shampoo his hair, but he can't be sore, he can't comb it, he cannot comb it or brush it, because he'll end up pulling out hairs, which is obviously an issue for the Nazir to pull out his hairs. However, Tosos rejects, in your cloud, the Habi Nazir Asr Vada Shafil Talashero Asr. No, we know that by the Nazir, he has to avoid combing his hair during the 30-day duration, because obviously there's a big issur involved if he pulls out his hair. But when it comes to Avelus, it's a different issur when it comes to, you know, washing and shampooing and bathing. It's an issue of beauty, and just to comb one's hair, of course, after Shiva, we're not talking about during Shiva, but within the Shloshim, to look presentable, that would not be an issue, so that Gzeir Shava doesn't reach this far. And Tosos says, I guess the Tosos here was Avil himself, and he asked his Rebbe the Riva, and the Riva said it's okay to brush your hair during the Shloshim. Marav in Yom Tov Perish Kevan the Kamelan Mixus Yom Shiva Kukulo Vaola Kamel Kan Mixus Yom Kukulo Vayachol Galech Yom Asrim V'Teisha, and the Pesach there being Yom Tov. Which is a bit different, is that since we go with Mikzas Yom Kekulo by Shiva, by the seventh day of Shiva, and we say that Shiva goes in both ways, meaning Shiva is the last day of Shiva, and also is part of Shloshim, that he actually may shave entirely on day 29. You don't have to wait until day 30. V'tosas Arav lo peirish kein, delo mirinan she yom Shiva l'shnei yomim l'inyan Shloshim. However, the Tosvos Harav did not agree with the Rabbeinu Yom Tov, because we don't use the Shiva in both directions to say that it counts towards the 30 days, in which case you would not be able to shave on day 29, you'd have to wait to shave until day 30. The next Tosos, Dir Maskal Tlasin Havu, so we have a very basic gematria here, where we see that the Shloshim Yom for Naziros is derived from the Pasuk of Kodesh Yiyeh, and Yiyeh, 10 for the Yuds, and Hey, so that's obviously 30, so that's where we get the 30 days from. So Tosos Dirmaso Tlas and Havu says as follows, Ulavar Fad Damar Benazir, Nazir Lahazir, Chavtas Asir, Shloshim Shari. That according to Bar Pada, who learns out from the Gemara in Nazir, that from the words Nazir and Lahazir, that this would be make a Nazir Asir to shave on the 29th day, but only he'd have to wait till the 30th. Who esrim v'tisha yom l'diday im kein tzavar al-karchach k'diparish av al-shal. But he says that Nazirus is 29 days long, so al-karchach, you have to say that he holds like al-shal in terms of mixas k'yom k'kulo. This fits in with the last Tosos at the end with Rabbeinu Yom Tov. It says that the seventh day counts in both directions, so that the 29 days is really a full shloshim. You don't need to get to day 30. So mi yesh lomar lachatchila inu megalech ben nazir at shloshim yom midirbanim kedemash mehacha. So it's not a problem for Bar Pada. It's a issue of lachatchila. Meaning lachatchila, really the nazir can shave on day 29. But according to the Rabbanan, he should wait until the 30th day. Yushalmi makshim in a mishneh damar galech biyom shloshim yatsa. Mishani Taman Lishaavar Hacha Metchila Bahinu Kibifrishus. The Yishami asks on the Mishnah in Nazir that if you shave on day 29 for Nazir, so that your Yotze, you fulfilled your obligation of Nazir. But this is only Bidiyeved, Lechatchila, you need to have the complete 30 days as was explained. The next Tosos, Dir Maskel Sha'asr Rechitz Ad Arev. So this quotes from a statement of Rev Nechemya, Beredra of Yosef, where he saw a bunch of Rabbanim, Rav Papi, Rav Papa, etc. sitting, And they said the following, Hakol modim she'im chal shlishi shalo lios erev haregel, she'aser berchitzad erev. That all agree that if the third day of Yeshiva fell on the Erev Yontif, that it's usher to bathe until the evening. So, of course, there's a few questions here. First of all, what does evening mean? Does it mean on the Yontif, or does it mean Erev Yontif? And what kind of bathing are we talking about here? Is it cold water, hot water, panav yadav rilago, etc.? So there's a lot to discuss. So, of course, first we have to remember that there's different periods within Shiva in terms of level of intensity, and different days have a more strict, how one conducts himself. So here we're talking, it's still within the very first 3 days, so it's a very intense morning, but it's also Erev Yontif. So what do you do? So says Tosfos and Dira Masu Shas Berachitzad Erev. Peish Bekuntras L'Erev Yachol L'Erchot Skufo B'Tzonim. So Rashi says that at night you could bathe in your entire body in cold water. What Rashi also adds, but Tosfos doesn't quote, is that you could wait until Chol Moed and use Chamin. So that's interesting, because we know that you could generally use hot water on Yontif, but of course we'll see there are limitations to that. But Rashi wants you to have 3 full days. It's not Yom Mixus Yom Kukulo for the 3rd day. You need to wait until the actual nighttime. It says Tosos, Inami, Panav Yadav Raglav, Avo Kol Gufo Bechamin Lo, Dasr Lorchotz Biyontif, Inami Yesh Tfarish Bechamin Tveria. And Tosos says, no, maybe you could use hot water, but it'd have to be only for your face, your hands and your feet, but not your entire body, since you cannot bathe your entire body on Yom Tov with hot water. Not the time to discuss the halacha lamaisa of showering on Yom Tov. Or you could say that you could use Chamei Tveria. Chamei Tveria, a natural hot spring. This comes a lot within Hilchos Shabbos and the Gemara on Shabbos, that you could bathe that way. Inami lishatov muter kide isa perakira. Or maybe you could shower. You pour water in your body as opposed to bathing. And perhaps this would even be with hot water, according to Rav Shimon there on Shabbos. Inami bechamin shehuchmin bekarka. That sounds similar to the chamei tveria, some type of bathing in hot water that was heated in the ground. Va'amar parakira machlokas bechamin shehuchmin bekli. However, as it's brought down in Shabbos, water that was heated within a kli, that's machlokas. But certainly any natural type of hot water. So, okay, now let's get to the question. Vim tomar. So why don't we apply Mixasim Kukulo over here by the 3rd day, like we say it by the 7th day? And if you say Mixasim Kukulo, then you don't have to wait until the night to bathe. And if you don't have to wait till the night, you don't have to have the whole cheshbon. Is it hot water? Is it cold water? Is it just Panav Yadav Raglav? So what's going on here? So no, it's somewhat of a davar sheisho matirin, in the sense that it's something that will become totally permissible soon. Meaning, don't rely on Mixasim Kukulo, because you could, after all, bathe on Yontif. Okay, inachinami, not with hot water perhaps, but you can bathe on Yontif with cold water for sure, and you won't be disgusting, you won't be dirty. So don't do it on Erev Yontif and rely on Mixasim Kukulo. So teinach rechitza. So that could explain what comes to bathing, because you could bathe on Yontif. However, but what about Mixas Yom Kukulo for laundering? Because you can't do laundry on Yontif itself. But according to the Ri, we see that you don't permit laundering on the 3rd day, so why not use Mixas Yom Kukulo? So we say that the Velus of Shiva is more stringent, perhaps meaning it's even saying here that the first 3 days of Shiva is even more stringent. I'm not sure if that's what's implied here, but he doesn't want to use Mixas Yom Kukulo. And also the 4th or 5th day, if it's an Erev Yontif, it would be forbidden until the Erev, based on the Tosos. So you see, it's not just within the 3rd day of Avelus, even the pursuing days. So now we have Rabbeinu Yontif, who says, no, you could actually already bathe on Erev Yontif. You could utilize Mixasim Kukulo, just it excludes the morning. You can't do it on the morning of the 3rd day, but already closer to the afternoon, closer to Yontif itself, you could do so. And it seems that laundering would also be allowed closer to Erev Yontif. And according to this, it seems that when it comes to Shiva, that coincides with Erev Yontif, with the Yontif, the Rabbanan permit you to do these things on Erev Yontif itself. Perish afilu abashal de shari bishvi'i min haboker hacha model rabbanan zlo shari min haboker ala yeshlo din shvi'i lirabbanan. And Rav Huna says, everyone agrees. What does it mean that everyone agrees? Even Abishol, who would permit in the morning of the seventh day that the Mixas Sim Kukulo works really already in the morning of the seventh day, that here he would agree to the Rabbanan that it's not permitted from the morning, rather you have to wait towards the end of the day, and that it has the law of the seventh day according to the Rabbanan as opposed to according to Abishol.